At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The State Health Services Department says the number of mumps cases in Texas has hit a 20-year high, 221 so far this year. The most recent outbreak was on South Padre Island. 13 cases were reported at the popular spring break destination between March 8th and the 22nd. Mumps is highly contagious. Symptoms include swollen or tender salivary glands, low fever, tiredness, and muscle aches. People who think they have mumps should contact their health care provider. Health officials also recommend checking on the status of your mumps vaccinations. A bill to fix the Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund is headed to the full House. Christina Martinez has details.
A House Pensions Committee yesterday unanimously passed the bill by Van Republican Dan Flynn. Even though there's still issues among city leaders, first responders, and the pension system over certain provisions, the Dallas Police and Fire pension system could go broke within a decade because of risky investments and unsustainable benefits. If that happens, Dallas first responders are left without a retirement plan. Flynn's bill would require the city of Dallas to pay a minimum amount into the pension system every year, regardless of how many first responders are working. Mayor Mike Rawlings took issue with that part of the bill. He says it'll be a burden on taxpayers. Retirees would also lose cost of living adjustments, and benefits would not be as generous for active first responders. According to the Dallas Morning News, Rawlings is trying to find changes that can be added to the bill in the House. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Flynn will talk about his bill and the issues with the Dallas Police and Fire Pension tomorrow on Morning Edition. A Texas Senate committee next week will vote on Dallas billionaire Kelsey Warren's nomination for a seat on the state's Parks and Wildlife Commission. Warren's company, Energy Transfer Partners, is behind a number of high-profile pipeline projects, including the Dakota Access Pipeline. At a Capitol hearing yesterday, opponents like Natasha Nolan of Austin said there is a conflict of interest.
This indicates that the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department are acting as the regulatory body in the application for pipeline easements in state parks. A person may not be a public member of the commission if they own or control, directly or indirectly, more than a 10% interest in a business entity regulated by the department. Therefore, Mr. Warren's confirmation as a commissioner would appear to be in violation of this.
According to the Austin American-Statesman, Warren donated $700,000 to Governor Greg Abbott's campaign. Abbott appointed Warren to the commission in 2015. The Thin Line Festival in Denton normally focuses on documentary films, but the festival's branching out for its 10th edition. Our big screen team talked with Thin Line's programmer about adding narrative movies to the mix.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with Stanton Brasher. He's the director of film programming for the Thin Line Festival. Stanton, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So this is the 10th year of the festival, and we should say you're celebrating by making admission free this year, which is nice.
Yeah.
Another thing that you've added, so typically Thin Line has been a documentary festival, and it still, of course, strongly is, but you've added a narrative component this year.
Yeah, we're doing true-to-life narratives, and by the phrase true-to-life, what I mean is anything that either a situation that's happened or a person that's lived, any story surrounding that. The story doesn't necessarily have to be true. Like, for instance, Titanic is a true-to-life narrative because the event happened even though Jack and Rose don't exist.
So the Thin Line Festival takes its name from the thin line between fact and fiction. Tell us a little bit about that line as you see it and why it is thin.
As much of a documentary enthusiast as I am, I hate it when people glean their information from documentaries because they can often lie to you. They can often present a story and facts in a way that can be very convincing, but not necessarily true.
Well, let's talk about one of those documentaries. On opening night, you're showing a movie called Waking the Sleeping Giant. You want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes, I am so excited about this film. It's a really well-made film. It's about the progressive movement, Black Lives Matter, and Bernie Sanders, Robert Reich, Amy Goodman, they're all in the movie. And so we're getting the filmmakers, they're coming out from Colorado. We're going to have Amy Goodman Skype in for a Q&A session after
and
the
film.
And
she's with Democracy Now.
Yeah, and she was recently arrested for protesting at the North Dakota Access Pipeline with Jill Stein. For any any political junkie like myself, it's going to be a very exciting night.
You'll be keeping your fingers crossed for good weather this year because you've added an outdoor screen, and you're going to be showing films that are tied to Denton in some way on that screen?
Yeah. We've got this giant inflatable outdoor screen, and we're gonna show Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, which its most iconic shot was on the square right in front of the courthouse. We're going to show Necessary Roughness, which was pretty much all filmed at UNT. In fact, I saw that movie as a kid, and I watched it again the other day just to kind of refresh myself. And I was like, I was in class right there. You know, I walked in that hall every day. This is crazy. And then, we're showing Armageddon as well, which a lot of people don't realize. Pretty much all the country scenes in that movie take place in Denton County. They're filmed in Denton County.
So if you had to pick one movie at one film at this year's festival, documentary or non, besides Armageddon, that you're really high on, what would it be this year?
Of course, I'm super excited about Waking the Sleeping Giant, but there's also one called $2 Bill Documentary. If you can imagine your dad making a documentary about a subject that doesn't really matter, that's what that movie is. Full of dad jokes. I was giggling the whole time. I don't care about $2 bills, but I was entertained. So I'm excited about that. We've got Bill Nye the Science Guy, which just debuted at South by Southwest. We've got True Conviction, which is a Dallas-based story that just premiered at Tribeca. So, I mean, just several.
Well, Stanton Brasher, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Dan.
And you can find a schedule of festival screenings at artandseek.org. In the forecast, a 20% chance of rain this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies as well, with a high near 79. It's 67 in Dallas, 66 in Fort Worth.